up with us during the week, listen to show highlights and daily memos, and more. Just follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Doherty Report. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
This is CNN Breaking News.
It is just coming across the wires here, reading straight from it. Connecticut State Police responding to reports of a shooting, we're told, at Newton Elementary School. Newtown, pardon me for that. The shooting was reported at a school on Dickinson Drive. Newtown. We don't know the extent of if there are any injuries, but again, we hear that they are deploying units. Police are responding. CNN is sending crews. Our affiliates are sending crews as well. They are en route to an elementary school in Newtown.
Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to the Doherty Report. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. We're talking with Wolfgang Haubig today. He was formerly with the Children's Safety Institute. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for allowing me to be part of your show.
Well, we certainly were interested in talking with you because you have some theories surrounding the Sandy Hook shooting that we have found very interesting, considering your background. Can you tell people first a little bit about your background?
Well, I think it's important to remember, I came to this country at age 12. I couldn't speak a word of English, and today they'll find out they can't shut me up. But eventually I got my naturalization paper. I actually earned the privilege of being a United States citizen.
Wow.
And Elizabeth, I cannot tell you listeners, when you're in a courtroom, the federal courtroom, that judge grants you citizenship, you get goosebumps. It's the greatest privilege you can have. And four people touched my life: a Florida State trooper, a teacher, a head football coach, and a school principal. Mm-hmm. And in my life's journey, I became a Florida State trooper, became a teacher, became a head football coach, and I became a school principal.
I wanted to point out that you did a lot of research and you had been involved as an expert witness in other school shootings. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I retired from the Seminole County Public Schools back in 1999. I was their director for school safety and security for like 5 years. We developed emergency plans, how to respond to guns on campus, active shooters. I mean, we were ahead of the curve. And when I retired, I became a national school safety consultant. And Elizabeth, I don't think there is a state that I've not been in. And I have to say that I was privileged to be able to do that because I was only hired by school superintendents and school board members who trusted me to come on to their schools and to their district to train them on school safety. So I've been very blessed and very fortunate to do that.
Now, your involvement as a consultant after the Columbine incident, they called on you to be involved. Is that correct?
Right. I've been in Jonesboro. I've been in Columbine, Bethel, Alaska, Paducah. I always wind up being called after a tragedy, you mm-hmm. know, and I was never there before the incident, but I learned a lot. And I think everything that I've learned through tragic shootings applies to Sandy Hook. And that's what really bothered me.
Now, how did you come to be involved with the Sandy Hook incident?
Well, simply, I'm just like every other person who wakes up one morning and you put on the national news. And the next thing you know is a school shooting.
Yeah.
Sandy Hook Elementary School. And here I am. I'm a national consultant. And I went into shock. How in the world can somebody go into an elementary school, shoot innocent children and teachers who have no protection? And I was trying to figure out what the motive was. Why would anybody want to do that? And that's what everybody does. What's the motive? Why would somebody do that? And it took me a week to figure it out that, hey, something is not right.
Were there any experts, to your knowledge, called in after the shooting at Sandy Hook?
Well, I'm sure they had a ton of experts. I'm sure everybody pops up. You know, once you have a tragic shooting, everybody calls the school district and everybody wants to help. And mm-hmm. the Department of Education probably sent all their expert into Sandy Hook. I stayed away because mm-hmm. I just had my own opinions. I mean, I'm a FEMA trainer. I actually train people, school district, on incident command, how to deal with active shooters. So I understand the protocols. And Elizabeth, it wasn't there on the morning of December 14th, 2012.
In your estimation, what's the very first thing that went wrong?
Well, number one, we're in the world of the trauma helicopters. when you have massive casualties and possible children clinging to life,
right.
Boy, you put those trauma helicopters in the air because parents expect it. Parents expect nothing but the quickest and fastest medical care
Absolutely.
That any child or teacher could receive. I didn't see that. Not one helicopter landed on those premises.
Is that unusual?
Absolutely, because guess what? When you look at something, you also make sure that you look at what have they done to practice. Well, they practice all the time, active shooters in Connecticut. And Elizabeth, guess what lands every time when they're practicing?
Those
trauma helicopters.
Helicopters. Now,
yeah.
You know, I use Columbine as an example because people are most familiar with that.
Right.
Were there helicopters called in that incident?
Oh, absolutely. The only problem with Columbine that I think people really, really remember is that the paramedics and the SWAT team members, they stood back for hours. They never went in. Because it was a hostage situation, it wasn't a Sandy Hook.
Right.
It was active. You had kids with automatic weapons. Bombs were going off.
Right.
But I tell you what I did learn.
What?
At Columbine, I appreciated law enforcement and the medical services. They went public and said, hey, we were wrong. We should not have waited. We should have gone in quickly. And we should have neutralized that threat. We were
wow.
wrong. I don't see that at Sandy Hook.
So there were no trauma helicopters. How was he able to just walk right in that front door?
I'm glad that's a great question. But again, you have to look at what the police say. What I say means absolutely nothing. Listen, it's what the police say, what the reports say.
Sure.
You got a 20-year-old young man, he's got autism. He's 6 feet tall. He weighs 112 pounds. Soaking wet.
Wow.
The police say he had the body of a 12-year-old. How does a boy like that carry a rifle, a shotgun, 7 magazines that carry 30 bullets each, 3 handguns, and shoot 20 children and 6 teachers all in 8 minutes? Then he commits suicide. And Elizabeth, he's got a kill ratio of 99.9%. An FBI agent isn't that good. So it raises questions.
Follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Doherty Report, and visit thedohertyreport.com for news updates, show highlights, podcasts, commentaries, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Aaron Katursky with ABC News has also been on the scene along with our entire team this morning. Diane Sawyer on the way for World News this evening. And Aaron, I was taking note of one of the emails that you sent out earlier that as recently as about an hour ago, they were still searching car to car.
It was really interesting, David, to see police officers in tactical gear with assault rifles drawn going business to business, house to house, car to car, looking for any evidence of another shooter. We know that one of the suspected gunmen is dead. There were reports of another, and police officers were conducting these searches. In many cases, David, with children who had evacuated from the school just 20 to 30 yards away, as parents have come to a local firehouse to collect their children. As they passed by to leave the scene, they saw these tactically clad officers with their guns drawn going through this search. And one father put his arm around his son's eyes to shield him from this sight.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking with Wolfgang Haubig. He is a children's safety expert. Do you think the 99.9% had anything to do with the fact that no treatment came to these children?
Do you know what? And that is probably a question that I've not heard. Now, think about that. How many kids could we have saved? And as you know, the listeners need to know this, they didn't let the paramedics and the EMTs inside the school building.
Right.
Now, who made that decision? Who that day did not allow the paramedics or the EMTs to go inside? And yes, I do think we could have made a difference. I think maybe we could have saved lives. The question is, we'll never know because we don't have the truth today.
So no one knows who the commander was of that incident, is that right?
No, but we are. We're going to file civil lawsuits, and I think that's the only way that this country will ever find out exactly what happened on December 14th. See, the government doesn't expect us to be doing this, but we are going to go to Newtown. We are going to file a civil lawsuit because law enforcement cannot plead the fifth in a civil lawsuit.
You're correct. And also, you're going to file locally in their local court?
Yep. We have an attorney in Connecticut. We've got 4 attorneys that are going to be focusing on 4 different aspects, which, again, I think they're not going to be expecting. but we're going to actually file a class action lawsuit. It'll be more than Wolfgang Halbig. I mean, this has got to be a class action lawsuit coming from the people of America who want justice, who want the truth, irregardless of what happened. And I got to say this, Elizabeth. My wife and I, we actually pray that I'm wrong. My wife is ready to kick me out of the house because of this. But I didn't want to be doing this. You know, nobody would have ever heard of Wolfgang Halbig had two homicide detectives not come to my house
right.
a week before Christmas and threaten me.
Right.
Can you imagine in this country they're threatening me, telling me that I need to stop asking questions about Sandy Hook or the Connecticut State Police going to file felony charges against me?
10 years ago, that would have surprised me. Today, it does not surprise me.
Yeah, but that's not the America I grew up in. I'm 67. I got my AARP card. I'm retired. I don't want to be doing this. But when you come to my house and you threaten me and my family, and then a week later, I got two more police officers come to my house wanting to know if I own a handgun. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My wife is furious. I cannot tell you. I have to disconnect the phone at 5 o'clock. I can't be on it on the weekend. That's the agreement we have. My wife is afraid for her safety and
sure.
our grandchildren.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be where I'm at. But like I said, they should not have come to my home.
I agree with you. We've had interviews with people that have been on this show before that have been threatened in similar ways for asking questions.
But they're simple questions, Elizabeth. These questions do not offend any parent. They will not offend any school board members in Newtown. They should not offend any Newtown police officers or Connecticut state troopers. These are simple questions that every American, every listener of your show ought to have the answer.
Why aren't the parents asking these questions?
Well, number one, 26 people died on that day. Not one lawsuit has ever been filed.
We have checked. That's correct.
And in Columbine, everybody filed a lawsuit.
So why do you think the parents are not asking these questions and being so quiet?
I can tell you why I think it is. I think, you know, it's like the other day I got a haircut and there's a lady, very nice lady, and I asked, do you actually believe children died at Sandy Hook? She said, absolutely. I mean, the look on her face was unbelievable. And I said, what makes you say that? Well, I saw it on the national news.
Well, it just seems so outrageous.
It is.
Completely outlandish for the normal person who watches the news to think that that wouldn't be the case. So you must have some pretty valid questions to have come to that conclusion.
Well, the police reports speak for themselves, okay? And if anybody would just take a little time and read what they say,
right.
you will see how misinformed those witness statements are. And just take a look at the national news, CNN, MSNBC, ABC. I mean, I have never seen national news organizations provide so much misinformation.
Is it what they said or what they didn't say?
I think it's what they said,
mm-hmm.
and no one ever bothered to ask these 16 questions. Why? Why are they not asking why no trauma helicopters? Why no paramedics? I mean, somebody ought to be really going after this, especially on the national news level.
Sure.
Parents deserve to know.
They do. And I'm not clear on this one particular part of this fact pattern that we're talking about. The children all died, so none of them were brought to trauma center. Is that right?
No. Two of them, this is a good one. A lot of people don't know this, but two of them actually supposedly wound up at Danbury Hospital. But you can't see the timeline in any of the in the radio transmission on when they were transported, which ambulance they were transported. And here's the thing. I know this by the police report. They weren't transported till an hour after the first supposedly shot was fired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if we didn't let the paramedics and EMTs in the building? Who was treating those children before we took them in an ambulance somewhere? See, there are so many unanswered questions. Who took care of those two? They died at the hospital. So there's questions to be asked.
Sure. Has anyone seen a form of that report that's not redacted in any way?
Absolutely not. And let me tell you what's really strange. Never in my lifetime, and I've done many, many things, being a customs agent, state trooper, never have I seen the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI out of New Haven, Connecticut, classify a school shooting report. Elizabeth, what has to be classified? We know it was one shooter.
Right.
We know 26 people died. We know he shot 153 rounds. We know he drove in a black Honda Civic. We know he shot his way through the front door. What has to be classified?
It's a very good question.
And when I call the FBI offices in New Haven to see how I get a copy of their report, the female FBI agent says, you'll never see it in your lifetime. And I said, well, I don't mean to be rude or disrespectful, but doesn't President Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder and former Director Robert Mueller have that report? Oh, yes, they have it. Well, if they have it, why can't America see it? What's the secret? And she was very short with me.
Sounds like she was.
But what's the secret? We need to learn, just as we did from Columbine. We learned so much to do a better job the next time. Now, Sandy Hook, it's classified.
Keep up with us during the week. Listen to show highlights and daily memos and more. Just follow Elizabeth on Twitter. Keyword Doherty Report. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
I put one of my students on top of the toilet dispenser. I just knew we had to get in there. I was just telling them it's going to be okay. You're going to be all right.
I had pulled a bookshelf before I closed the door in front of it. So it was completely barricaded in. I turned the lights off.
Did you tell them to be quiet? Did you worry about one of them?
No, I told them to be quiet. I told them we had to be absolutely quiet because I was just so afraid that if he did come in and then he would hear us and then he would maybe just start shooting the door. So I said, no, we just have to be absolutely quiet. I said, there are bad guys out there now. We need to wait for the good guys.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking with Wolfgang Haubig. He is a children's safety expert. So you must have suspicions as to why and what you think actually happened since you've been doing all the research and studying on this.
Well, Elizabeth, we're 500 kids and 75 teachers. Not one helicopter shows 500 kids evacuating the school that day.
I never saw any pictures of evacuations.
Yeah, and this is my favorite. You know, I was watching the dash cam on police cars, and what I noticed is the porta potties are being delivered. They've got a bunch of porta potties being delivered to the Sandy Hook Elementary School 3 hours after the first shot was fired. So I saw a little logo sticker on the side of the porta potty. Mm-hmm. Took me a week to figure it out. So I finally found the company. I called them and I said, can you help me? I gave them my name. Who ordered the porta potties and when and who ordered these porta potties? She said, we're not allowed to tell that to anybody. Police told us not to tell anybody. And I said, what is secret about porta potties? She said, well, we're not allowed to tell anybody. And then the next morning, I got a phone call from the Southbury, Connecticut Police Department telling me never to call this porta potty company. Now, here's my point. My point is we can have somebody in the incident command center is actually thinking about ordering porta potties, but we can't get the trauma helicopters and we can't let the paramedics and the EMTs to save our kids. Something is not right at Sandy Hook.
Do you think, because I know a lot of people on both sides of the aisle have been arguing this particular point, do you think that this event was contrived, possibly, to spark conversation with the goal of banning guns?
Well, look what just happened in Connecticut today. They are using Sandy Hook to take the guns away from law-abiding citizens in the state of Connecticut. And they're using the Sandy Hook shooting tragedy as the nexus in making that happen. You know, we've got 300,000 people who woke up. They're now felons because they've not complied to the law. That's not the America, Elizabeth, that we're living in or growing up in. That's not what our founding fathers wanted us to do.
What do you think the resolution's going to be in your court case? Do you think you're going to actually be able to see these documents and piece together what happened?
Well, the only way I believe that we'll ever get the truth is by getting the incident commanders, certain people who were responsible on that day, get them to raise their right hand under oath, do it in a civil environment, and they can't hide behind the law, and then find the documents that we need. But I tell you what, Sandy Hook needs to be broken, and the only way we're going to do it, the legal way. And I hope America helps us.
Yeah, every parent in this country has to be wondering, when they hear these questions, why there are no answers.
Think about this. Parents, you brought up the word parent. How in the world is it that none of those parents ever got to saw their children at the morgue? Can you imagine, Elizabeth, me, you, your husband, or anybody, somebody is going to stop me from seeing my child that was shot to death at an elementary school, and all you're going to do is show me a picture of my child. You're not going to let me touch my child, hug my child, kiss my child. You got to be kidding me. That's never going to happen. I'll kick the door down. I'll go to jail. But these parents, they just looked at the picture. They never got to see their children. That's unheard of.
Why would they show them a picture but not show them the child?
We're going to find that out, because he's going to be one of those people who's going to have to raise his right hand. That's just unheard of. I cannot imagine any parent in America today that would just look at a picture and not want to be with their child.
Yeah.
And you want to do that before they do the autopsy.
Right. Exactly. Well, how can people get more info about you and support your legal team?
You can go to www.sandyhookjustice.com. It'll be updated at all times. It'll give you the relevant information. It'll tell you about the attorneys. It'll tell you what we're doing, what our game plan is. And I used to be a head football coach. If there's one thing I've learned, you got to have a game plan.
That's right.
And we do have a game plan. I think the government doesn't expect us to come to Newtown and do what we're about to do. I think the government thought, well, people will just forget about it. You know, it's empathy. People feel sad. So many children died. And No, the thing, it just doesn't work. The puzzle does not work.
Something is definitely not right. I agree with you there. And Wolfgang, we applaud your efforts. I hope we get some more answers. To me, it doesn't matter what the answers are necessarily. You could be right, you could be wrong, but the fact that we're not getting the answers is what bothers me.
Thank you.